John McGovern of the Royal College of Emergency Medicine. You're a consultant at the ED in the Ulster. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning.
First of all, your thoughts on what you've heard from Michael this morning?
Well, I think the message is relating to the front door in terms of don't come to the emergency department unless you feel that you have an emergency. It's a difficult sell to many people. The real issue that we should be focusing on in terms of the pressures in the emergency department and the pressures on the system are at the back door of the hospital in relation to social adult and social care and improving flow throughout the hospital. Michael is, of course, completely correct when he says it's unacceptable that small but significant numbers of people are waiting in trolleys for beds, and these almost invariably are elderly, frail in society.
It all goes back, Sean, every time to the people, the person, that one individual that will be listening this morning and thinking, you know what, I pay my taxes, I've paid my national insurance, perhaps all my life, and why should I have to put up with what they might perceive as a substandard service?
I think that you know, let's focus on that there's a lot of good work to be done within the NHS. However, there are big pressures on the NHS at this moment in time. In terms of an emergency department, we are facing the demographic challenge in relation to older people coming to, increasing numbers of older people coming with complex needs to emergency departments which need acute care. We're looking at a system where the GP of ours is under enormous pressure, and it is driving demand. And we have an elective care system that has prolonged waits, and more people from elective care are coming with emergency problems. In relation to the question of how we spend the money, we're going to have to look at spending more money in the community side of the house, and we have to get away from the idea that community care is somehow cheaper than hospital care. Community care will be perhaps more expensive at times, but better care for the individuals concerned.
I keep going back to the emergency care departments and the performance targets that they have, and once again it's September 2016 and then of course September 2017. The number of attendances waiting longer than 12 hours increased from 154 to 919. Like, the thought of having to go into A&E in the first place, I think, would fill anyone with dread. But to add on top of that, you might be sitting here for 12 hours or more before you get out the door.
Well, I think we have to be very careful about those figures in relation to, let's be very clear, if an older person is sick and they need to go to hospital, they should go to hospital. And I do not want to be sending out a message that older people should not be going to an emergency department, you're going to have to wait 12 hours. There are enormous numbers of patients going through emergency departments. A small but significant number will have to wait on a trolley, unfortunately, at the system as it stands at this moment in time. However, there have to be changes, and there have been reports. Reports have to be implemented, and for that we will need political approval to move forward.
I see. It keeps coming back to this, Sean. You hear Stephen banging on about this all the time, and it's that political situation where we are at the minute, whether we go back to having an executive at Stormont or direct rule. But how, you know, and if this continues, the current stalemate, do you think that will add to the pressures on the likes of the health service?
Well, I think there's a much bigger conversation to be had in terms of co-production with the population in relation to understanding the needs of the population, understand what we can afford going forward, having an outcomes-based agenda. And for that, we need the politicians to bridge the gap between public expectation and reality.
But if they're not doing that at the minute, Sean, if that continues, we've had, what, roughly a year of it so far. If that continues, what impact do you think that will have in, say, another 6 months' time?
I think it would be incredibly unhelpful if we do not have ministerial control of the health, the Department of Health at this going forward. I think that would be unhelpful to the system. We've heard Michael Bloomfield outline that there are some decisions regarding the bigger ticket items that would need ministerial approval, and we need to move forward as quickly as possible. We need to be all working together, both in terms of the public, both in terms of professionals and indeed politicians, to move forward to a better.
Sean, you used the word unhelpful earlier, but if we were being completely honest, is this really just making a bad situation even worse?
Well, it's certainly working in an emergency department is incredibly challenging now for staff.
No one doubts that, Sean. Don't be giving me another politician's answer now. Come on.
Allow me to answer. The reality of it is it's very challenging for staff, it's very challenging for patients, and co-production demands that this is what the minister said, the last statement from the previous minister was about co-production, demands that we have all people at the table representing their views and moving forward together. So it is unhelpful, and is, to put it mildly, in relation to going forward and delivering the best possible outcomes for patients.
We haven't talked, Sean, at all at this point, really about the staff and the impact this has on them. We have obviously, and rightly so, have thought about the patients and the people on the receiving end of the health service. But what about the people behind the scenes or on the front line? How does all this impact them and their ability to do their job, which is already incredibly difficult?
People come to work to deliver the best possible outcomes for patients. When you have an overcrowded department, then you're in a stressful situation. People cannot deliver the best possible care to patients. There's issues of dignity and care and quality of care for patients, and that is distressing for staff across the spectrum.
What do you mean by dignity, Sean, in
privacy,
particular?
Privacy for staff. Privacy for patients. Overcrowded departments frequently deny patients the privacy that they need.
So do you mean having to, not necessarily having a private area or having to get changed in a less than private area, or what do you mean by that?
It's perhaps waiting in a corridor on a trolley to be seen, coming in not having at times overcrowded emergency departments may not have even seats for people to sit on. You know, maybe difficult.
So patients have to stand or sit on the floor.
Well, relatives may have to stand at times when they come into overcrowded emergency departments are not a place to be.
That's incredible, Sean. And sometimes maybe we're a bit naive, because if you're not in that situation all the time, if you're going to A&E or you know someone that has. Like, even the very basic of if you bring your partner or your loved one or maybe even yourself to that department, you want to be able to sit down, and that not isn't always the option.
Well, I think that's why it is important, the message that was coming out today, that only go to an emergency department if you require to go to an emergency department, is an important message in terms of helping overcrowding situation in an emergency department. But the overall, the biggest issue, and we're focusing again at the front door, the biggest issue is in the back door of the hospital, where patients can be repatriated appropriately to the levels of care that they require in the community. That is the biggest issue, and the issue that we must get round to have the big conversations with.
Finally, Sean, any concerns from you or people in your profession that they're coming out with this information and these guidelines, as they do quite often at this time of year, but given we haven't really had a lot of very bad prolonged weather, so we're talking about illnesses that might arise from being very cold or slips, trips, falls, that kind of thing. Do you think even within this one winter, things could get much worse?
I certainly would have concerns at this moment in time that there's a potential for things getting worse. You're quite correct. We've had a cold snap. We haven't had a flu spike yet. The changes and demands on the health service, both in terms of demography, issues with the challenges elsewhere in the health service, are all year-long issues. Yes, there may be a spike over the Christmas and New Year period, but these are ongoing issues and need strong leadership going forward to deliver appropriate care.
Your final message, Sean, then, to anyone that is sitting at home this morning and thinks, I'm not well, or my wife, my husband, whatever, is not well, how do I know if I should be taking them down to A&E?
Well, I think that, let's be very clear about this here. If people are concerned regarding their health and the access to care, it's one message actually saying not go to an emergency department. It's another message to actually signpost appropriately the levels of care that are required. And if they seek care, be it from the pharmacist, be it from their general practitioner, and they're signposted to an emergency department, well, clearly they should be coming to the emergency department.
Okay. Sean McGovern, thank you very much.